Hello, thanks for joining us for the Practice of Living Awareness and the beginning of week number 7. If you've been meditating with us since the beginning of this round, this is the 7th step and the 7th week. I say that so many times because 7 is such a magical number. It is so joyfully interesting. Step 7 is called interlude. So what happens during an interlude? Well, often an interlude allows us to pause and regroup. Think of an intermission during a play. It's often within the interlude or the space between that we realize the fullness of an experience. That word realize, to make real. If it were an intermission during a play, perhaps we discuss what just happened. We talk with our friends and we see how we're feeling up to this point. Perhaps we question, what is it all about? We may share how the experience has affected us thus far. So, with the number 7, we allow for a cycle or a given period of time to become integrated within the whole. This is exactly the role that the number 7 plays in so many instances, literally and symbolically, in our world. So this number 7, it speaks of fullness and completion. As a side note, it's the case within the practice of living awareness. After we complete this step, interlude, we will have completed the first half of the practice. We'll take a week off, double down on the interludes, and come back for the second half. So what about 7s? So what is it about 7 that represents this culmination, and where do we see that in our day-to-day? Certainly we might think of 7 days to a week. The week finishes after the 7th day, Sunday, and it starts again. A new cycle of days begins. There's 7 colors to the visual spectrum. If we break down white light, for instance, through a prism, it separates into 7 specific colors. Those 7 colors together represent the whole spectrum, white light. There are 7 notes to the diatonic scale, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, and we begin again at do. The list goes on and on culturally. There are 7 classical planets or luminaries. There are 7 rungs of perfection, 7 deadly sins, 7 wonders of the world. There are 7 seas, 7 strings on a lyre. The religious symbols that total the number of 7 are quite literally all over the place. 7 lamps, the 7 letters to the 7 churches, 7 trumpets, 7 cups, the beast with 7 heads. So, 7s have been a part of the human experience since the dawning of age. In fact, it seems that the number 7 has truly helped us define and understand the human experience as a whole. What would we do with an 8th dwarf? 7 dwarves are quite perfect. I say all this because the meditations that we will be enjoying this week in interlude are quite special. As interludes are quite special. It's an opportunity to sort of bring to fruition all that we've learned thus far, to put it into action. And as always, we will begin with the breath. Interludes, of course, factor in so beautifully with the breath. Really experiencing and exploring this magical space between the breath, within the interlude. And by the way, we're not on 7 yet. We're at the beginning of week 7, and on the 7th day, we rest. So I invite you to find a restful yet alert posture with ease in the body, ease in the emotions, and ease in the mind. Perhaps a gentle smile, a long, slow, deep breath, and together we settle. Settle into the now. This time of settling at the beginning of each meditation has been an interlude in and of itself. So we've been experiencing interludes all along. For today, we are going to extend our settling to be a meditation in and of itself. I would invite you to bring forward any of the tools or practices that we've used thus far in meditation. A smile, a tip of the nose, noticing flow, receiving, releasing, heart, mind, leaning into your practice. The culmination of it all in this time of settling. Simply settling into the fullness of your practice as breath comes in and gently breath moves out. And with a gentle breath, coming back to ourselves, coming back to presence, if somehow the mind has set you adrift, sensing the fullness of that time that was settling. Perhaps returning to the rhythm of the breath. Allowing your attention to move to the flow of the next inhale. Noticing that the lungs know exactly when they've had enough air. Certainly breathing at your own pace within these words. But just noticing after the next inhale and the lungs become full and satiated that there is a gentle pause. The lungs know when they have had enough air. There's a pause and an interlude, and then the lungs release. You can follow the flow of the exhale as well in your own time, in your own rhythm of breathing, and notice that a similar thing happens. The lungs know when they have emptied, when the fullness of the exhale is complete and there is a gentle pause. There's another interlude. The body registers this pause, collects itself, if you will, and then moves into a response. The exhale responding to the inhale responding to the exhale, with a magical space in between, the space between breaths. And so for the next several minutes, we sit with a keen observation of the breath, just paying special attention, very gently, to the space between each breath. Very natural, not holding the breath in any way, gently breathing in and gently breathing out, resting in awareness. Experiencing the magic of the interlude. I invite you to gently relax the mind. Just be with the body. Be with the moment that is right now. As we breathe moment to moment to moment. Together we take a few breaths to bring this sitting to a completion. Breathe light into the mind. Breathe light into our feeling nature. We breathe light into the body. We breathe light into our sense of self, realizing ourselves to be light, breathing with and in the world. This week, enjoy the space between this meditation and the next one. And relax into all of the wonderful things that arise. Thanks for meditating. Be with you again soon.